Jackson and Mark.
Yeah. See, that's how you rap into a badass podcast. What are you coughing for? What is this?
I am dying, and I think I've made that abundantly clear. Is he saying shame, shame at that part? Because we have a lot of shame on this show.
We have shame, but he's saying shake.
Oh, okay.
Shake,
that makes
shake.
Sense. I didn't. It's something that upbeat, you would make sense to like be shaming people. Because
yes.
It's like, hey, this is awesome. Let's get fun. But, you know, feel bad about it.
I love that band, The Carp. Get it? Because we use the band, but it sounds a little bit different. But
yes.
We're not going to tell you why, because
yeah,
that's the magic of radio.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Sounds funny.
I don't think it sounds, you know, it doesn't sound that much different.
So it's the Who Cares podcast. I'm Jackson.
And I'm Mark. Hey, so I had made a note a couple of weeks ago, because it's just a funny thing, was I was showing one of the episodes of the podcast to my wife's cousin. And for some reason, when she first read it, she thought it said the No Crabs podcast.
No Crabs. Yeah. Who Cares podcast now with No Crabs?
Well, that's not 100% true.
Oh, no.
I am riddled with them.
You got some passengers, if you will?
No, I'm kidding.
Is that what the Iggy Pop song, The Passenger, is about? Is that about crabs?
It could be.
Maybe one large crab.
I would imagine Iggy Pop has probably experienced crabs once or twice or constantly. He looks like the type. Nothing against Iggy Pop. I loved him on a Pete and Pete, but let's talk about your life. Can we talk about your life?
Yeah, my new car.
Let's talk about your new car for starters. So Jackson just got a new, what is it?
It's a 2001 Subaru Forester.
Subaru Forester. And it's a nice car. It's decent size. The Subaru Forester. It's the car that's good for driving. It's got decent size for all of the stuff that you need, but not everything that you want.
And it comes with a how to be a lesbian prep kit.
Well, you already look like a lesbian, so I think you're more prepped than anybody else.
It comes with the sandals and the plaid shirts with the arms cut off.
Anyway, so you got the car about a week ago. I think we mentioned this on the last episode.
Literally a week ago I bought it. And
as we're driving down here, it starts...
stuttering. I don't know what the hell's going on,
it's
man.
It's like shaking like a nervous preteen on prom night.
This is my luck. I don't know. So I went to get gas, and I knew I shouldn't have said anything, but when we were driving right back from the gas station, I said, wow, the car feels like it's driving fucking nice right now.
Yeah, you're bragging to me. It's like, oh, it handles so good sometimes.
Sometimes it feels nice. Sometimes it doesn't feel so nice, and it felt great, and then everything went downhill from there.
It turned into one of those like sputtering jalopies from a Bob Clampett cartoon.
It was bad, man. I didn't like it. And now I'm nervous. But I have to... It's maybe leaking a little bit of oil, too, I noticed the last 2 days.
Well, that's just leaving you a trail so you don't get lost.
Yes.
Just make sure wherever you're going is uphill, so when you have to go home, you can just go downhill. Anyway, your car's stuttering. You got to take it back to the shop. It's still under warranty, right? So
it
that means that they'll have to make anything...
I have 1,200 miles, I think. Just more fucking... Ugh,
I bet they're going to figure out a way to make this something that's like, oh, well, this isn't covered by the warranty. It's going to be $1,200.
All right, let's talk about fun stuff because nobody cares about boring car stuff.
Well, do you consider your new dating life to be fun stuff?
Yes, I guess so. I went on a third date from Tinder last night.
Yeah, so you've been Tinderizing.
Tindering.
Tindering. And now that's an interesting concept to me because like I remember back in the day with that website Hot or Not started up and like everybody was all about
thing.
It. And, but it's lazy Hot or Not because with Hot or Not you had to rate on like a scale of like 1 to 5 or something.
Yeah.
And now it's literally you just swipe in one direction or another.
Yeah, you either like or you don't.
And can you read the profiles or is it literally?
You can
pretend you're not being shallow. Because everybody knows like when you're swiping left and right. You're strictly going on the pictures,
so,
but you can if you can see the profile, at least you can pretend it's something.
When I do
that.
It, so sometimes I'll get into a bit of a, I'll just swipe if I like and swipe left if I don't. But when I'm feeling a little bit more in depth, I do click on the profile to read it sometimes before I swipe right. And I've said no because I don't know. I've only said no to ugly chicks, I guess, or far away chicks, but. I mean, that's what it's for, though.
Yeah. Have you seen anybody on there that you know?
Yes. I've seen two people on there that I... Well, actually, no, on a different one. There's one called Bumble, which is like... It's, a different version of Tinder. You know.
So what does that do, exactly? What's their gimmick? Because they all have
their gimmick is that they have three sections of the website. You can either do... Why don't you say you're going to cough? I can turn your mic off.
Jackson, I'm going to cough. Turn my mic off.
There we go. See, that was professional.
No,
so,
it was.
Bumble has 3 seconds. You can either be, you know, go on it to date, like Tinder-esque, or you can go on it for BFFs, just to find friends.
Yeah,
who the fuck
that's
does
what
that?
People do.
Or you can go on it for networking, like career networking.
That sounds weird. Yeah, that doesn't sound legitimate. That's like networking just means like if you're an escort, you can go on to find customers.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. But
it's got to be
I doubt anybody ever checks the other two parts of the website. And so I saw...
Go to the business section and tell me that they're not all hookers.
So here's the thing. I saw a girl I know... excuse me.
Why didn't you tell me you were going to burp? I would have hit the button for you.
Because burping's fun.
Jackass.
And farting's fun, too. But and I said that because I read the word fart.
It's because that's what he's doing. He's drilling farts into the chair he's sitting in just for the next guy who comes into this office.
Ooh, this chair feels so warm. I didn't know that we had heated seats here. Smells like shit, though.
That's a fart explosion sound effect. That's exactly what it sounds like.
See, that's the thing. Like, I have a soundboard in front of me now, but I don't even need to use it because I can do all my own sound effects.
Well, I could do that if I wanted. So, the girl I saw on Bumble is a girl I know who is married and has kids.
Ooh, is she on the business section?
No, she's on the regular
section.
She's
on the pleasure section.
But I know her boyfriend's a freak, too, so I'm her husband.
Yeah, I was going to say she's married, so she's married and has a boyfriend and she's on Tinder.
So I told another mutual friend of mine who knows her about the fact that I saw her on that, and... He starts telling me, so she has two boyfriends that live in her house with her husband and her three kids.
And this is like, some weird polyamorous
relationship. Oh, yeah. The guy knows. Yeah. And like the guy's a freak. He knows.
Is he like what those, the cucks or whatever that you hear about?
I guess so.
It's weird.
It is weird.
How do you explain that? It's like, well, Uncle Billy and Uncle Timmy are going to be living here and they're going to be sleeping in the bedroom with mommy and daddy. It's not strange. My wife wants to know if you can get joints for her.
Yeah, probably. She gave me a cookie, or two cookies that...
You grabbed like a fistful of cookies.
I did not grab a fistful. I grabbed a... She told me to take as many as I want, so I took 1.5. And I think that is limiting myself quite a lot.
Are they hitting you?
Yeah. I can't talk. Cookies for you, and cookies for you.
Actually, let's move on to let's actually segue that because this is going to be interesting. I forgot to bring it up, but so we've been out of commission with the show for quite a while, and I'm sure nobody's noticed because nobody gives a shit. But
that's our audience.
A very interesting thing has happened. So my wife recently got into medical marijuana, which is legal here in Massachusetts, and soon, hopefully, we'll have recreational marijuana. But, you know, our good buddy Keebler Elf, Jeff Sessions, is doing the best he can to stop that.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Well, he makes money off of it, and we're not even going to get to that right now. But
yeah, because that's fun.
Yeah, I can. Do you want me to start? Don't get me started. I'm trying to restrain myself. Don't get me started.
No.
But no, so
no,
the interesting
we're talking
thing,
about weed, right?
Yes, we're talking about weed, and we're talking about me using marijuana for the very first time.
Yes.
Because this is the thing, and people watching the show, listening to the show, probably we never picked on this because we don't talk about it, but I am 32 years completely sober. I've never drank. I've never done any drugs. Not the temptation wasn't there. I mean, there were literally nights when I'd be out with, like, you know, people in, like, you know, when I was in high school. Excuse me, behind like the Stop and Shop or whatever, drinking on the docks and like people literally chasing me with a beer in one hand and a joint in the other, just trying to get me to try one of them. But I was never into it. I was never interested. But with the advent of marijuana being legal and hearing about all the things, because I've been having issues with sleeping and stuff, so I was like, all right, maybe I'll try it and see if it can help me. So I got high for the first time.
And how was it?
It was very weird.
Wow, this just keeps going.
Yeah, this sucks. I hate you.
Oh, that was funny.
But it was very weird.
Yeah, you didn't like it? Did you smoke yet or no?
No. I don't want to smoke because I just don't want to, like, I don't, my throat's got enough issues as it is, particularly having a cough for literally 2 months. I'm not interested in trying to do anything to exacerbate that.
Yeah.
The edibles, I think, are pretty good just in terms of, so like.
So you like them now? You didn't like them before.
I mean, in terms of like, if I'm going to do it, that's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I want, for me, it's like, I want to treat it as a medication. Like, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it as, like, a pill I can take. And we tried the pills. We had the CPD pills or whatever.
No, we don't want to get high.
Hey, okay. Man.
I got no idea what's going on.
Yes, go away, stupid towel.
You guys want to get high? Oh, man.
So you didn't,
I got no idea what's going on.
Have you done it since?
So, yeah. So,
I'm on drugs, man.
So we got the first time was the sugar cookie that we got from the dispensary, and that thing hit me like a ton of bricks. But it was weird because it was like while I was feeling the effects, it was almost like my brain split into two, and like I was able to rationally acknowledge what I was feeling from the other side. It was almost like one half of my brain was sitting back and watching the other half of my brain be high. So even though it's kind of weird to explain, but like I could understand why people would get paranoid when they get high, but I was too aware of what I was experiencing to get paranoid. I just knew, like, oh, okay, the paranoia makes sense, but I know I'm not paranoid about anything.
I'm gonna give you some words of advice
yeah.
from a Mr. Jack Webb.
Yeah.
Experience the vilest of garish, frightening hallucinations. They suffer extreme nausea, severe vomiting, aches and pains.
Giddiness,
anxiety,
sleepiness.
Panic, depression.
Sounds like it's going to be a big problem.
If it isn't, it'll do to one comes along.
You know who that is? The other guy from Dragnet?
No.
It's the chief from MASH.
Oh, okay.
The old guy. Remember the old guy?
You know. I mean, I've never really watched MASH, but I love the theme song.
You never watched MASH?
No, because MASH for me was the theme song that would come drifting up the stairs when my brother and I were put into bed at night, and I'd just know my parents were sitting downstairs watching TV. And there's a comfort to it.
There is definitely a comfort to it, but I can't believe you've never seen it.
I mean, I've seen parts of it, but I've never sat down and watched the full episode.
Of course, now I don't have the theme song. Why would I have the theme song? Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, that's it. I guess we don't need it. I love that goddamn show.
I can't believe we just did the entire theme song from MASH.
I got you that time.
Yeah, good. Thank you. See, that's the signal. When I turn my head and put my fist up like that, it means...
Well, usually you don't fucking put your hand up because I have to yell at
I've
you.
I've never heard a radio go, hey, Jerry, I'm going to cough, so if you could hit the button.
Yeah, you're right. So do you want to get into one of your serious things? Because we're about done. That's,
well,
that's
I mean,
half
let's have a serious topic. Let's talk of serious topic. I will say I'm a little disappointed that we haven't been on the radio because I feel like it's so blown out at this point. But the whole, like, you know, people, like, eating Tide Pods, which I just want to say, like, last year we came into 2017 with Flat Earth Society being in, like, the front page of the news and, like, a growing, like, organization among celebrities and stuff like that. Like, more and more people were believing the Earth was flat.
Yeah.
And I was like... Can we get stupider? And then 2018 came up and said, yes, we can. Here's a bunch of people who are eating laundry detergent, even though they are consciously aware of the fact that it is poison.
Hey, have you ever tried one, though? You don't know if it's good?
No, it's laundry detergent.
Yeah.
I've tasted laundry detergent before.
Really?
Well, yeah, because sometimes you get soap in your mouth. Like, it tastes like soap. Do you remember... The film A Christmas Story, The Christmas Story?
Yeah, of course.
And what did they do to Ralphie when he swore?
Yeah, they put...
They stuck a bar of soap in his mouth. That used to be punishment. Now it's an internet challenge.
Now it's like, oh, you put that Tide pod in your mouth and I'm going to wash your mouth out with water.
See, the cinnamon challenge I could understand. I mean, it was dangerous, but it was still food.
That is funny.
and again, it's food. This is not food. These are, because the Tide Pods, they're not even like regular detergent. They're like hyper-powered because they're so small. The idea is you're supposed to get more power out of less detergent.
Yeah. I was a little late there.
You were. So it's just ridiculous. They're literally eating high-grade poison.
Hey, you know what I just thought of?
What did you just thought of?
That we started this podcast just right after the Super Bowl last year.
Did we?
Yeah. And the Super Bowl is about to happen again. And you still don't care.
I don't care. No. Well, what, the Patriots are there, right?
Yes, they are.
Though I will say, did you see the latest episode of The X-Files? Or not
yes,
the latest one.
Yes,
I did. Second episode of The X-Files.
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, the one where Langley comes back and he's in the phone.
No.
Okay, well, he basically, it's like a computerized, you know Langley from The Lone Gunman?
Yeah.
The tall blonde one who looks like you.
Yeah, sure.
So in the second episode of this new season, they have him as like, you know, he's digitized himself and he's living in the computer. And he's talking about how it's like heaven. And he says, the Patriots are here and it's the Super Bowl every month and the Patriots never win.
Yeah, we played that on the air, actually. And we played a fun game on the air that somebody pointed out. So you know what Charlie Baker, our governor, sounds like, right?
Yes.
He sounds exactly like David Duchovny.
Does he? Do you have a clip?
Tom Brady is going to play. I don't make a lot of predictions, but on that one, Tom Brady's going to play.
So that's Baker.
You know who I am? I'm Fox Mulder. I was fighting the power and breaking conspiracies before you saw your first chemtrail, you punks.
That was a brilliant episode, by the way.
I didn't actually see it. It sounds very bizarre.
Oh, it's so bizarre.
And then listen.
I would like to see his limited resources focus on the elements that are killing many people every day here in the Commonwealth, which is fentanyl.
Sounds exactly like David Duchovny.
It does. Yeah, I do hear it.
It's funny.
It's a lot
better than some evil entity zapping people's brains with a hypno ray gun.
I love that episode. I love that episode so much. The whole thing dealt with the Mandela effect. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Except for it was something else in that episode because of the parallel universes.
It's the Mandela effect on the Mandela effect because they called it, Mulder called it the Mandela effect, and then the other guy called it the
something else effect.
No, it's the evil doctor from World War II.
Mangala
effect.
Yes.
That was a brilliant episode. If you haven't seen the most recent episode of The X-Files, episode 4, season 11, go watch it. It's an amazing in-joke, and it's a great episode for everybody who loves it, if you're like a major X-Files fan.
Or a Boston fan. And the reason I got into this topic is because I'm proud of a little something I did.
What did you do?
Over the week for the show.
Do it.
It's this.
Let's go! Let's go!
You know, it's Tom Brady with the cars.
Yeah. I did like that. That was good. Yeah.
If I can play it like a real fucking... I don't know why it doesn't work now.
Well, no, but we'll splice it
I know
in.
We will splice
It'll
it
It'll be
in,
fine.
It
Relax.
Should work.
Don't be such
if
a lady about it.
If I was on the
it.
Air live,
don't
I'd
be such,
mad.
Well, yeah, no, but that would be difficult, and that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I would agree.
I'm overloading the system.
Good. Do that. Do that. Do that very thing. Do that very thing. Very, very thing.
Yeah, that's the sound of Mark getting distracted and not knowing what he's saying.
Well, I'm just looking at my notes to see what else of anything.
You got anything?
Yeah, let's try one topic and see how far you let me get with this, because it's sort of a follow-up, too. So we talked about it a couple episodes ago, and it's still fucking going on. It's so weird what happens in life, because I'm so used to, like, the 24-hour news cycle, and then everything changes.
Yeah.
But now it's like we have these massive things. Like, the sexual allegations thing in Hollywood is basically what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The last time we talked about this, we talked about Louis C.K., and I opened up a can of worms because you hate that guy.
I fucking hate him.
Now
I'm justified.
What's interesting... What's come out recently, which I find fascinating, is comedian Aziz Ansari, the guy who yells at everybody whenever he does his stand-up, but he's still funny.
Yeah, I hate him too. He's a dick.
I think it's part of his stick, though.
Yeah, it is. Shtick.
That's what I said, but I can't talk. But anyway, so it's interesting because this whole movement started with like guys like Weinstein and like Louis, guys who were like literally doing gross, lewd, lascivious acts towards women, like literally exposing themselves unwantedly towards women because of their position and power and being able to use that, leverage that against other people for their own benefit.
Yes, it's disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. But the thing that fascinates me about the Aziz Ansari case is because...
His case is different.
His case is different, but I think it's just as important that we should be talking about it because a lot of people will just say, oh, that was just an awkward date. For those who don't know, the thing is a woman came forward and said she went on a consensual date with Aziz Ansari.
I have a very close opinion on this, so keep going.
Okay. So they went on the date and everything was good. They went back to his place and he started to initiate some kind of like sexual contact and she tried to like... You know, I guess she was like giving both a mixture of like verbal and nonverbal signals, saying that she wasn't totally comfortable with it. And I guess they kind of repositioned themselves into a different location, kind of like, okay, now we're just sitting on the couch and watch TV. But then, like, that again turned into him pushing her into, I guess it was like a blowjob kind of situation.
Yeah.
If you just want to, you know, be totally crass about it.
Well, and I mean, you know, that's what you're talking about.
And so it's like she consensually agreed with it, even though she wasn't comfortable. Like, he didn't physically force her.
Yeah.
She did it of her own volition, but she didn't feel comfortable about it and apparently was upset enough about it where she left. When she left, she was upset and cried, texted him about it the next day, to where he apologized, saying he didn't really understand and he regretted the fact he didn't pick up. He wasn't.
Yeah. So in that situation, problem solved. I mean.
And I think it's important to talk about because. I think it's sort of this holdover from the idea of women sort of being subjugated in that role where you're expected to put out. Like, the big problem here is that women don't feel like men are rewarded for aggressively pursuing sex.
Yeah.
Women are victimized when they aggressively refuse sex. Yeah. So culture hasn't allowed her to have that kind of idea where she could feel comfortable saying, dude, fuck you, I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
And I think this conversation is important because women need to start being more comfortable with aggressively saying, dude, back the fuck off.
Yeah, you, because an aggressive no has to, if and, you don't get an aggressive no, then I mean, you're an idiot. And you,
but the thing is it's not women's fault for not doing that. I could sit here and say she should have been more firm with you, but in a lot of situations you hear about when a woman firmly says, dude, fuck you, men's egos are tied directly to their cocks. So if you're rejected, you get violent. Not you, but
no, you know,
men,
yeah,
in general.
Yeah. And yeah.
The public you.
Yeah.
I'm saying men need to stop being so aggressive when, like, we need to learn how, as a society, men need to learn to, like, dude, if your ego's bruised, feel bad about it. Just fucking feel like a piece of shit,
yeah,
for a few,
you can
days
do that.
And get over it. You don't need to, like, defend your honor by punching a woman in the face and raping her. Like, yeah, that's an extreme case, but that's the kind of shit that happens.
Or making her feel bad for not, yeah, doing anything.
Guys, like, when they get rejected, they react aggressively, and I think it's part of our DNA, but I think, you know, there's a lot of things that are built into our DNA that we've had to force ourselves to not give into. Like,
yeah,
it's built into my DNA to kill the guy at the 7-Eleven who got the last taquito that
I
wanted.
I mean,
biologically, and that fucker should be dead.
And that trial's not over yet, so you probably shouldn't be talking about that publicly.
I'll try. But society says, don't kill the guy, so I didn't kill the guy.
Yeah.
And that's why the trial's still going.
Yeah.
Because if I had, there'd be no witnesses. But yeah, basically, like, we need to fight against our better instincts so that women feel more comfortable to tell us to fuck off,
yes,
without having to worry that they're going to be violently abused afterwards.
I agree.
That's what I have to say about it.
Right.
So I think the Aziz Ansari thing sounds like just an awkward date, but I think it's just as viable to discuss publicly as Louis C.K. jerking off in front of women and coming,
sure,
in potted plants, or was that Weinstein? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, he did that. So the moral of the story is, comedians are pieces of shit.
I think, yeah. Well, if that's what you want to take away, I'd say the moral
kidding
of the story is that men are pieces of shit,
that's
and we
true
need to stop being such fucking babies all the time. So that's our time. We'll call it a night here at the Who Cares podcast.
Now, let's get into that social media once again.
Yes. So, again, I want to encourage everybody to follow Who Cares on Twitter and Facebook. Same address, WCWJM Podcast. That's WCWJM Podcast. It's our initials. And then follow Jackson on Twitter at JacksonWZLX.
Oh, and go to WZLX.com and check out my new blog, Jackson Blogs Off.
You need to make sure you share that on Twitter, though, so it's easier for people to find.
I haven't done one yet.
Twitter and Facebook. So, but Jackson's going to be doing a blog at the WZLX website, so look,
yeah,
for that.
Where
and
you will hear this song.
Yes. And follow me on Twitter at Mars85. That's MARZ85. And starting next month, I'm going to be running a web comic. So if anybody wants to read that, you'll find it on my Twitter. So.
It's called Ninja Bear. It's funny. Check it out.
It's not funny. It's action-packed. There's some humor. It's some blood, some stuff. Anyway, check it out. Check out all of our shit online. And we'll see you next time right here,
yeah,
on Who Cares with Jackson and Mark.
Yeah. And listen to Rain Light. It's called that because it's a cool two words together. Rain and Light.